And now, a special dispensation from the one and only Papa Joe Mama.
Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled The Grand Scam, also known as How to Invade a Planet, Disarm Their Defenses, Kill the Pinks, Destroy the Conspiracy, and Laugh All the Way to the Bay. For you see, dear friends, it has been a long, hard road that our church has trodden to get where it is today. Slowly, very slowly, we have grown and infected in the minds of the abnormals, increasing our ranks, expanding our control, and becoming part of the cultural zeitgeist. It took decades to work our way from a $1 flyer to a full-fledged recruitment movie shown on nationwide TV via Night Flight, not to mention being made into a slick professional commercial running on MTV, which corporate pinks paid the Subgenius Foundation to produce, and then they themselves aired. Yes, we've come a long way, Bobby. And yet, lately, we've seen what looks like a winding down of a fad, the apparent retreat of this popular public phenomenon. Bob Dobbs feels less like an energetic JFK and more like an elder Joe Biden. There's no there. The energy and activism have evaporated. Any defiance is replaced with a befuddled confusion. The once proud leader is now a follower, gently led off the stage by the elbow in a slow shuffle while mumbling to himself. This is no surprise, because nothing lasts forever, not even a religion and its immortal gods. Remember Jove, the Roman equivalent of the Greek god Zeus? He was mightier than any emperor of Rome for over a millennium. But the sun eventually sets on every empire, and now you can't even find an active temple or a congregation devoted to Jove anywhere on the planet. A similar fate seems to be befalling our beloved Bob Dobbs. This became painfully obvious when the Subgenius documentary was released and church founders referred to their own religion in the past tense. They indirectly admitted, in effect, that the church was not now, but then. But what do you expect? We had a blast. It was, not is, it was a lot of fun. We fooled, past tense, the normals. They said it was a joke, which means the joke is now over. And sure enough, you take a step back, and what do you see? The divisions have all but disappeared. Our most sacred event, the beloved X Day, was literally canceled because the campground was sold out to conspiracy developers. But don't fret, we're assured, it will return eventually, when and if we find a new nudist campsite, someday, somehow, if and when another Subgenius earns enough money and spends it on land instead of drugs. Oh, that'll be the day, all right. Sadly, our greatest preachers got old, retired, moved on in a different direction, or died, present company excluded, of course. Even our most sacred religious service, the weekly Hour of Slack radio show and podcast, was discontinued after some 1,890 stupendous Subgenius episodes. What forced Stang to stop? Was he assassinated? Did he die in a car crash or a medical emergency? Was he arrested and thrown in jail? Did he finally overdose? No. No, it was nothing that sexy. Bob's sacred scribe, the official interlocutor of Jehovah One, and the leader of the largest Subgenius schism, the infamous Evangelicals. Well, he needed time off to paint. If it isn't obvious enough by now, dear friends, or if you haven't gotten the memo, let me spell it out to you in plain English. The Church of the Subgenius is over! It's dead! Deceased! R.I.P. Trust me, you don't want to be the last Bobby to realize the party's over, still standing there when the music has stopped, everyone has left, including all the girls, even the ugly ones, and the beer keg is empty, and the chips are down to the crumbs. It's embarrassing. You'll never get laid because your movement has been laid to rest. It's time to recognize reality, get a job, and get a life. As your friend, take my advice. Turn off your radio now and get with the program. Stop wasting your time on phony baloney BS and return to real life while you still have a life to live. I know the truth hurts, but it is what it is. That is all. Good luck, and fare ye well. Here endeth the word of Bob. No longer praise Bob. Amen. Well, are you still there? Good. Now that the conspiracy is satisfied and signed off, and we've jettisoned all the dead weight of fair-weathered followers, let us continue. All those climb-on-the-bandwagon bobbies, the many fakes who crashed our party to get free sex and drugs and rock and roll, not to mention slack, which most of them can't even define. Now that they have turned off, tuned out, and dropped out of the audience, we can get down to the real business of Bob. For you see, this is all part of the grand scam. The genius of some genius Ivan Stang's deliciously deceitful scheme to convince the conspiracy that we are no longer a threat to them. That we surrender to their authority, and we're going quietly into the night. Then, as they celebrate their success, we execute the final phase of the revolution! For it is they who grew old and soft and lethargic. We only pretended to retreat or retire or move on to greener pastures. Stang wants them to believe that he is a poor player that struts and frets his hour of slack upon the stage and then is heard no more. It was a parody told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And you want to know why they are doomed to believe that lie? Because they want to believe it! Because the truth is too terrifying for them to comprehend. They cannot acknowledge the possibility that maybe, just maybe, there is other life in the universe, intelligent life that recognizes the conspiracy is evil, and they're determined to stomp them out like roaches. These aliens, these exes, don't care whose home these roaches currently infest. They only care that they are roaches and need to be exterminated. Otherwise, a male and female of the species, or worse yet, a single pregnant female, might stow away on a visiting saucer, or somehow wind up on the pleasure planet and turn it into a putrid planet of pestilence. They cannot stand idly by and just hope none of these creatures ever manage to escape. The exes know that the con wants to contaminate everywhere and everyone else. Why do you think NASA launches all those probes and wants to send pinks into outer space? Because the conspiracy lives off of others. It sucks them dry of their energy, their hopes and dreams, their very life force. It is, by definition, a parasite. So it needs to spread. It's an instinct that is pre-programmed into each and every one of them, greater than any sex drive. It knows the rest of the universe dreads its existence, so naturally, it seeks to infect every planet possible. It's the only way to ensure its own survival. And that's why intelligent alien life is such a threat to them. The aliens know better. They've spoken to Bob. They've seen the evidence, and they recognize the danger of allowing the conspiracy to exist during the space age. Meanwhile, the con is incapable of acknowledging or even believing in exes because the exes not only believe in Bob, they agree with Bob's battle to destroy the conspiracy and all its forces of pinkness and normalcy. Of course, it is anathema for the the Khan to contemplate the end of their own power or possible doom. They rule through intimidation and power and must always project strength. And the irony is, it's that very reluctance to face the possibility of demise that makes their destruction all the more certain. The closest the conspiracy came to preparing for an actual alien invasion was a recent effort to divert an asteroid from hitting Earth by sending a rocket to bump into it and knock it just a fraction of a degree off course. Congratulations, NASA! It worked! Pat yourself on the back! But spoiler alert, the exosaucers have force fields, and even if you could change the trajectory, they would just change it back. There is no deflecting Dobbs' destiny. Bob said it, I believe it, and that settles it. It goes without saying that true subgenies can never be demoralized, talked out of their faith, or made to think a future could ever exist without the Exists and J.R. Bob Dobbs. But even so, we must pretend and play along with the official subgenius surrender. We must act discouraged and disappointed as our favorite shows, events, and propaganda celebrating Dobbs dissipates. Let them see you shrug your shoulders and shake your head, pitifully saying things like, "Well, it sure was fun while it lasted, but now it's time to get back to work." Humiliating, yes, but it's our Dobbsian duty. If Stang, the greatest religious revolutionary of all time, can feign retirement, then so can you! Do your bit for Bob. Help convince the Khan they've won. Publicly write, read, and openly proclaim Bob's obituary. Encourage the Pinks to rejoice in Bob's demise. Let them relax and become even more vulnerable. Tell them they're right and we were wrong. There was and is nothing to worry about. The conspiracy was actually a conspiracy theory. It was never anything but a big joke. Our genocidal plans of killing and enslaving the normals was only a satire. Bob Dobbs was a make-believe cartoon character based on clip art and never even existed. It's a tired, worn-out farce, a one-trick pony ready to put out to pasture. The so-called movement was really a bowel movement. One big pile of poop. Sure, it will be hard to swallow this humble cow pie, but imagine the joy we will experience when we regurgitate our false confessions and spit them right back into those pink little faces. Imagine the terror they will experience, the wailing and gnashing of teeth as they scream to the heavens, which are then filled with exosaucers raining death down upon them. Our liberation is finally at hand, and these public subgenius rollbacks are proof that the end times have at long last arrived. It is Dobbs' final purge of our ranks, of all the fake subgenies, to separate the wheat from the chaff, to make room for his true believers aboard the pleasure saucers. Only when all looks truly lost and the conspiracy lets down its guard completely, will the Exists suddenly leap out of hyperspace and attack. Bob will snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Our wait will be over, but their torment will only have begun. Enjoy these final miserable moments of calm before the storm. Burn into your memory what life under the conspiracy boot is like now, so that you can tell your Dobbsian descendants in the not-so-distant future how much better they really have it. Get ready for the new dawn of Dobbs, so we can, more than ever before, praise Bob! Amen!